That beer. We're gonna have more speakers from Arcade throughout the night, but right now I'd like to bring up the sole proprietor of Callie Butterfly Chainmail Jewelry. She does some amazing stuff that hopefully she can show you at some point. This is Vanessa Wilco.
So when I saw that the theme was press start, I immediately thought of video games because I am hopelessly addicted to video games. My mom got me an NES when I was 5 or 6, and I've been playing compulsively ever since. I used to play Tetris and Dr. Mario until my eyes hurt, and it just felt, like, weird. I've poured countless hours into Final Fantasy 6, 7, and 8. Final Fantasy 8, by the way, if you max out the timer at 99 hours and 59 minutes, the clock turns red to shame you. But I had to find all the Triple Triad cards, so I did not care. And I really believe that video games helped hone my approach to life. Because in life, I know what I want, I go after what I want, and I get what I want. And in video games, I don't just play video games. I collect every item, I find every secret, I kill every enemy, especially the optional super difficult bosses. I figure out what the system is, and I game the system, and if I can break the game, even better. And so this, like, ethos of mastery was really useful when I started my own business 5.5 years ago, which is also when I went cold turkey off of video games. And when I got started, I made chainmail for a living, mostly jewelry, but also armor and clothing for stage and film. And, you know, I graduated with a degree in sociology, which I have used approximately not at all. So, like, developing this identity as an artist, I had to do something. So I entered, you know, every competition I thought I was remotely qualified for. I applied to every show that an exhibition I heard of. And I also submitted my work to any publication that was looking for submissions. And, you know, after a year of hammering away at this, like, I won some awards. I got into some really good art fairs, and I had a list to publications that helped propel me through over the past several years. But last year I had this really serious crisis of faith. I did a string of financially not great art fairs. I then did not get juried into any of the best art fairs I had done in previous years. And also several people, including a former colleague of mine, started making jewelry that looked a lot like mine. Yes, thank you. The experience was really gutting, you know? Like, I figured out the system. I had gained the system, and it wasn't working anymore. And I didn't know how to make it work. And I basically convinced myself that maybe I'm not supposed to be making chainmail anymore. And I even went so far as to email my entire newsletter and tell them that I wasn't going to be doing art fairs anymore. And if they wanted to see me, you know, I had two more on the horizon. And then I had some other venture planned, but, you know, I wasn't as excited. And what was going to be the last art fair I was ever going to do was the one-of-a-kind show in December. And it turned out to be one of the best art fairs I've ever done. And it was incredible because I had this, like, such an outpouring of support and love, not just from friends who came out to, you know, give me food and water over the weekend, but, like, all these customers from previous years who told me that they, you know, wore the jewelry all the time and they really loved it and they got compliments on it. And just knowing that these little pieces of me were out in the world, well-loved. And in the middle of the day on Saturday of this 4-day art fair, it was 8 hours, and I was on my feet selling jewelry, making jewelry because I thought it was quitting so I didn't have enough inventory, and then selling that. And, like, just in this flow of, like, feeling connected to everything. And it was like this voice spoke to me and said, if you quit now, she wins. Everyone who copies you, everyone who ever told you you couldn't do it, they win. And in that moment, I decided there was no way I was going to let anyone beat me. You know, when I play video games and I get to a really difficult boss and there's a full party wipe, I don't just, like, put down the controller and stop playing the game. I grind levels, I find items, I gear up, and I kill the boss. I didn't get to the end of Final Fantasy VI to not kill Kefka in the tower. I didn't get to level 80 in Skyrim to not kill the Ebony Warrior at the last vigil. And I sure as hell didn't spend 5 years of my life building something that matters more to me than anything in the universe to walk away. So, buoyed by what turned into this incredible December, I made some tweaks and changes to my business, and everything's magical again, and I'm making things happen again, and it feels really good. And I also have time for video games again, which is great. So if any of you ever want to know how to power level your smithing skill in Skyrim, just come talk to me, because I like making jewelry and armor in-game as much as I do out of game.
Thank you, Vanessa. It's been said before, it will be said again. Final Fantasy VI is the superior Final Fantasy. I don't like to be political on this podcast, but I will take a stand there. It is so bad.